showcased the square for the tallest Christmas tree in London and the biggest New Year celebration party for UK sporting victory parades and large concerts and performances. Yes, it's Trafalgar Square. Hello and welcome to On the Town with BBC Learning English. I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是幼玲。今天的城市掠影，我们来到了伦敦市中心著名的特拉法加广场 Trafalgar Square，也就是鸽子广场。
But where does the name come from? Nigel is a senior librarian and he knows all about it.
Oh, indeed. Trafalgar Square is one of the most popular and the most important sites in Britain. And this was built to commemorate Admiral Nelson. The square was named after the Spanish Cape Trafalgar, where his great last battle was won.It's so symbolic, and all our tourists come here. They may be put off of it by the enormous amounts of pigeons, but we're trying to actually to gently get rid of some of the pigeons because they are a nuisance. But the square itself, it's dominated by our great hero, Nelson.
广场的取名 Trafalgar 就是为了纪念纳尔逊海军上将在西班牙特拉法加角海战中立下的不朽功勋。
To commemorate.So after the victory, there was a popular movement to create a statue right in the center of the capital.
在首都中心为纳尔逊建造一塑雕像 to create a statue.
People always look up to him, to look up to someone.
敬佩敬仰的意思 look up to.
But to Nigel, the pigeons could be a bit of a problem as there were too many of them.
在形容鸽子数量时，他用了 enormous 大量的，成群成对的鸽子在广场上空飞来飞去，有时会令人感到讨厌 a nuisance.
But I think pigeons are just a part of its unique attraction.
独特诱人之处，不是吗？
Yes, over the years Trafalgar Square has become a symbolic place for visitors.
已经成为一个具有代表性、象征性的景点。A symbolic place, a symbol, symbolic.
As Londoners would say to a tourist, a visit to the capital would be incomplete without going to admire Nelson's Column and the four giant lions at its base, or to admire the lovely fountains and to feed the pigeons.
What a colourful picture you have described, Andrea. 纳尔逊纪念碑 Nelson's Column, 巨狮铜雕 Giant lions.还有漂亮的喷泉 Lovely fountains 所以说不到特拉法加广场就不能算是看全了首都
A visit to the capital would not be complete without coming to Trafalgar Square But there is a lot more to it as these girls told us what they like most about Trafalgar Square
I like Trafalgar Square because it's got nice buildings and stuff like thatThere's a little fountain which you can paddle in. It's like a stream and it's really fun to paddle because it's cold.
I like it because the fountains are beautiful.
And I like the pigeon because there's loads of them and they like go all around and they're really funny.
There's really nice people here and you can see people from all over the world.
I like it.
I like it because it's got like loads of statues and stuff and I like looking at them.
There's a lot of sightseeing and there's loads of friendly people and it's really, really, really nice.
孩子们的描述多么具体生动啊。
And some like to look at the famous statues around the square, while others like to paddle in the cool fountains.
在凉爽的喷泉里戏水玩耍 paddle in the fountains.
A lot of sightseeing and loads of friendly people around.
特拉法加广场每天都吸引着世界各地的游人。
Talking about people, Trafalgar Square is always the place for people to congregate or get together.
重大的欢庆和集会总会在这里举行。Now listen to Nigel again.
Thousands of people collect and congregate there every year for the New Year's celebrations.When the chimes of the famous Big Ben, which is actually the Ben, but the chimes of the bell at the beginning of each new year are broadcast to the massive crowd in Trafalgar Square.
每年的十二月三十一日，几十万人都会聚集到特拉法加广场 congregating in Trafalgar Square, 欢庆新年钟声 Chimes of the bell.
Well, on that note, we'll say goodbye from Trafalgar Square. See you next time. Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.